Yeah, I don't imagine, you know, I don't imagine I'll ever not have one. You know, like I said, there's places that I go to regularly, and like I'm generally hanging off of either the FBI network, you know, this repeater network. I don't know which one you're on, by the way. I think you might be on one of the Central Michigan. They have an all-star connection to their MI1 network, which is what you'd be talking on if you're on one of theirs. And if you're on one of mine down here, you're on the FBI network, and we both have our own All-Star, you know, ins to the system, our own Echo Links in to the system, you know, but we're connected together through All-Stars, so, you know, it makes it one big happy family. Yeah, so I think it's just kind of a thing. Sometimes, you know, I'm off on some private nodes. Sometimes I'll go, you know, not often, but sometimes I want to get on the East Coast reflector, and I'll go get on that because, you know, it's always fun to listen to a great big ginormous network, and you know, with when there's activity, you know, sometimes there is, but sometimes that one's just as quiet as the rest. That's one of the things about this hobby anymore is, you know, there's a lot of inactivity in a lot of places, but there's a lot of activity all over the place. It's just here, there, here, there, over there. You know, in the past, it used to be consolidated, not no more.
It's funny you mentioned that. I've enjoyed the contacts and conversations I've had during the middle of the night, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning kind of thing on the East Coast Reflector. Talking to a fellow who was off from Iceland. He runs maintenance out to the oil rigs in the North Sea. What an interesting fellow that was. Another group of guys that were headed to Antigua. They had a great big sailboat they were taking down there, and then I think they were delivering it or something like that, and they were going to spend a vacation week or two down there and then fly back. And just some folks down in New Zealand and a farmer down there. It was quite interesting there. So I don't really mind the lulls, but you're right. It seems I was getting a little kind of concerned because it seemed like I've only been in this 2 years, and it seemed like there was a whole lot more activity when I started than now. It seems like the repeaters all day long are just dead quiet except for drive time.